At this time of year, mid-season network television shows are coming to a small screen near you. Returning hits like American Idol premiere, along with a batch of new shows launched to replace canceled titles from the fall, things like Charlie's Angels, The Playboy Club, and Free Agents. James Hibbard covers television for Entertainment Weekly, and he joins us from NPR West to talk about some of these mid-season shows. Good morning.
Hi.
Let's start with NBC. I gather that they are going to be trying quite a few new shows. Maybe I should say what they're trying for is a comeback.
They've been trying for a comeback for a while now. I mean, you have to wonder how many years can NBC have the same story in the fall of these shows that don't pan out.
Well, now they're launching Smash. This is about folks who are working in the theater trying to put together a Broadway musical about Marilyn Monroe. I saw the pilot, which seemed to me very classy, part music, part drama, kind of Glee grows up.
It is. It's very much Glee for grown-ups. You know, I hear very wildly conflicting opinions in the industry about whether it will work, but everyone agrees it's a very well-done show.
There are some beautiful production numbers, like this one, which is from the play they're theoretically doing about Marilyn Monroe. This is about baseball.
Fellas!
Yeah!
Fellas!
Is it?
Hey, team!
On the benches, it's Marilyn!
I just got a date.
She just got a date.
With baseball's Chilton Joe.
That lucky is so-and-so.
So what do you think? Give it 50% better?
It's one of the toughest ones to predict. I would say it's got about a 50-50 shot.
Now, ABC had a surprisingly strong fall. It had the fairy stories, the very creepy fairy stories, Once Upon a Time, Suburgatory. What's coming up for the midterm?
Well, ABC has a really intriguing one called The River, which is from Paranormal Activity director Oren Peli. And it's about a search in the Amazon to find a missing documentarian played by Bruce Greenwood. The pilot sort of plays like a mashup of Lost, Paranormal, Anaconda, Activity. It's all very familiar, but it's a very fast-moving mashup that definitely hooks your interest, and that'll be on Tuesday nights in February.
Now, on the other hand, Work It, which is a cross-dressing sitcom, two guys dressing up like women to get jobs. Now, there's a very peculiar concept.
Yes, yes, yes. Two men dressing up as women to get jobs in pharmaceutical sales. And it's drawing these protests from GLAAD and the transgender community. And you have to wonder what ABC was thinking there, because if you're going to get people riled up, you want to at least do it for a show that you're proud of. And this was a show that from the moment it was announced last May that critics have been sharpening their knives to sort of tear into.
Fox does very well with its Idol, of course, and that starts over now, doesn't it?
American Idol season 11. It's amazing.
Whoa.
It just keeps going.
There is another program coming from Fox. It's a See Into the Future plot. It's called Touch. It sounds to me kind of like something I've seen before, except it does have Kiefer Sutherland in it.
Jake, I did what you wanted. I followed the numbers. They were saved because of you. I don't know if you understand a single word that I'm saying. I don't even know if you hear me, but I can hear you, Jake. Do you understand that? I can hear you now.
Kiefer Sutherland was such a huge star for Fox for so many years with 24, and this is a moody, well-done drama about a man whose silent, special-needs son can predict the future, and also marks the return of Heroes creator Tim Kring to primetime, so we're all looking forward to that one.
I expect I will be tuning in. James Hibbard is a senior writer for Entertainment Weekly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.